Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, one of the things that you can do today is to rate the experience, grade your polling center as you vote in the New York primary. Long line, confusing ballot, hate the lever or lever machines. WNYC wants to hear about it. Tweet your experience and use the hashtag NYC2013. We're also teaming with NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group, to follow up on any issues you experienced today in the voting booth. So I'm joined now for a few minutes by Neil Rosenstein, Government Reform Coordinator for NYPIRG, who is helping to man today's voter problems hotline. And that number, by the way, which is not our number, this is NYPIRG's voter problems hotline, 212-822-0282. So it's mostly eights and twos. I'll give that to you again, 212-822-0282. He'll also answer any questions you have about voting right now on the air right here, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Neil, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. A real privilege to speak to you and voters this morning.
And to have you back on the show. So already this morning, we have seen a photo on Twitter of one voter who was having a little trouble, and his name happens to be Joe Loda. And so he's trying to, I guess the photo shows the Republican mayoral hopeful stuffing his paper ballot into a cardboard box. And I guess there was some kind of problem with his voting machine. Do you know about that?
Yes, we've seen the photo and heard about it. And the big problem is this isn't just Joe Loda's polling place. The civic community was more or less united in their opposition to bringing back their levers. We think it was a mistake. We think it could have been done with optical scan. Even when the levers were being well-maintained and not coming out of a four-year hiatus, an election would have literally hundreds of trouble calls about these lever machines. And we're seeing a bunch of them today. And Joe Loda is a perfect example of the kind of problems that voters can have.
And here's a comment from Max from New York that came into our site. I went to vote this morning in the 16th Electoral District, but it was a waste of time. First, the lever machine was broken, and I was handed an envelope and a pen. Second, I was handed a Democratic voting ballot, even though I cannot vote in the Democratic primary. The Republican ballot was not even on the table or anywhere for that matter. After some searching, one of the poll workers found a handful and handed one to me. This is just another example of incompetence of the New York City Board of Elections and of the political intolerance of this city. So if people are having similar experiences to Max's, what should they do?
Well, a lot of people have very specific problems, and there are very specific answers to make sure that your rights are protected. And we urge you to call your helpline, which, by the way, is also co-sponsored with Common Cause New York. It's not just the NYPIRG helpline.
Good.
And we could answer in more detail, but to give someone some basic examples. If there's a problem with your voting machine, you're entitled to, if you haven't signed in yet, you can try and come back later when the machine is fixed. If not, you're entitled to vote on a paper emergency ballot. That's the one that we saw Joe Loda trying to stuff into that cardboard box. Those ballots, unlike affidavits, are supposed to be opened up and counted and tallied at the end of the night. They're not subject to those election lawyers poring over them to see if there was some way they could disqualify the voter because they signed their name differently, all those challenges we've seen in Florida and other places. So if your machine is broken, you're not going to be able to come back to your site. You've already signed in. Demand that paper ballot. If you're able to come back and you haven't signed in, you could also try that. Those are some quick solutions for that problem.
Let's take a phone call. Marty in Bayside has been holding for a while to report a problem at his voting at his polling place. Hi, Marty. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. I just got back from voting in my polling place in Bay Terrace, Queens, which I've been doing for about the past 37 years. I was very happy to see the old lever machines go, and really when I saw this dinosaur back, it really brought back some bad memories. But what's happening now is the worst that I've ever seen. It's not anything wrong with the mechanics of the machine. It's the fact that the ballot doesn't line up. When you go into the machine and you flip the lever, you think you're putting it, the X next to the name of the candidate, but you're not. You're putting the name next to the person below that. It's just lined up totally wrong. So
wow.
You have to be so extra careful to see that you are voting for the person that you want.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize that was ever a problem with the lever machines.
It's never been a problem before, but just the way that it's aligned, it's totally misaligned. And this is not just, this is for all the machines that are at that polling place. I brought it to the attention of the person who's running that polling station, Mr. Smith. I saw two politicians, Paul Graziano, who's running for city council. I brought it to his attention, and also to Ed Braunstein, the New York State Assemblyman, who were both outside the polling place. And they also agreed that there were problems with that. Also, other citizens, I brought it to their attention as well.
All right. Marty, stay there for 1 second. Neil Rosenstein, have you heard of this before? And what can Marty did the right thing, it sounds like, by bringing it to the attention of the officials out there. And is this a problem that you've heard about before, alignment in these lever machines?
Yeah, it is. It's not that common. You know, one of the things is even the mechanics, a lot of them who've been around, haven't set up these machines in 4 years, even if they were in good working order. There's over 20,000 working parts to these machines, and there are gears, there are levers, there are pins, all that have to go back to make sure that those machines are lined up and working properly. And what your caller, you know, mentions is another thing about the lever machines people don't realize is there's no verifiable audit trail. That's the reason why federal law basically outlawed this type of machine. If there are these alignment problems and other problems, there's no real way to go back and see what the voter's original intent was.
Mm.
That's something we could do with optical scanning. And I must say it was a failing not only, I think, for strong enough advocacy at the city board to keep the optical scan and make the changes necessary to be able to use these machines, but obviously of the state legislature who have this ridiculous system where they haven't moved the primary up to June like they have with federal elections, so
right.
They would have enough time to do this.
Marty, is your polling place PS169?
That's the one.
My alma mater.
Wow.
Say hi to my parents if you see them there.
And
thank you for calling in. Kristen in Manhattan also wants to report on something going on at a polling site. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. So I voted first thing this morning at 6 a.m. so I could get to the gym. And my polling place was kind of getting warmed up. And they immediately handed me what I guess you were describing was the paper emergency ballot. It looked like the scan ballot that I used mm-hmm. in the presidential election. And they sent me into the booth. And I asked them, I was like, do I just bubble in like who I want with a pencil? And they were like, yeah, just go. There was a pencil in the booth. I did that, and I came out like, what do I do with this? And, you know, a guy came running over like, what are you doing with that? Like, you're supposed to be in there, and I'm only 25, so I had no idea how to use these machines. He was nice enough to give me a little demo, so I did eventually vote.
Well, this is an interesting issue. 40% of the polling inspectors who are out there today have never before run an election or use a lever machine. Now, they go through training, but, you know, it's not the same. So there's going to be a lot of problems, I think, at the beginning of the day. At my table as well, when I was voting also at 6 in the morning, one of my poll inspectors had no idea, and the other one was trained and was helping them out. Hopefully, those are the kind of problems which will be resolved. That poll worker probably was used to giving folks optical scan ballots. The crazy
yeah.
thing is they have to print these ballots anyway, right, because they need emergency ballots. Why don't we have those optical scan machines? That was, we think, a failing by the board and by the state.
Can I sneak in one more quick question?
Sure.
If my boyfriend didn't register with any party, he left it blank, so he can't vote today, correct, because it's just a party election?
That's correct. In New York State, we have also some of the most restrictive laws regarding registering and voting in party primaries. If he wants to vote in next year's primary for the statewide, for governor and the state legislature, he has to fill out, and this is anyone has to fill out and change their party enrollment before the general election. Even if, like, November 7th, he changes his enrollment, he could wait a whole year. He won't be able to vote in 2014 primaries. He'll have to wait until 2015, up to 22 months.
He can't vote in the general either right now?
No, he can vote in the general. If that wasn't clear, I apologize. But if he wants to vote in next year's primaries, he has got to register and change his party enrollment before this year's general, before November. So for a lot of folks out there who find themselves kind of like frozen out of the booth today because they said, oh, I'm always a Democrat. I've always voted Democratic, but they actually aren't a member of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. If they want to vote in primaries, they've got to register. And if they mm-hmm. want to do that for next year's primaries, because it's right. too late for this year, do it soon before the general election or you won't be able to do it next year.
Good tip. Kristen, tell your boyfriend. Thank you for calling. And, you know, I think that's good for New Yorkers to keep in mind, especially in this city where so many elections in an overwhelmingly one-party town are actually decided on primary day. We talked a little bit about this on the show yesterday, Neil. In such a Democratic town, primary day is election day. In so many city council races and other things, there's no Republican on the ballot even for a public advocate in that citywide race. So primary day is election day. So people who even may be inclined, because you're independent-minded, not to register with a political party might want to do so strategically in New York because primary day is the election day in so many instances, and you have to be registered in a party to vote today. So just a thought.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're nonpartisan, but it's kind of like getting an extra chance to vote in those party primaries. And as you say, because of gerrymandering and also because of the overwhelming advantage some parties have in sections of the city, the primary is tantamount to the general election.
Remind us, Neil, why did the Board of Elections decide to use lever machines in the primary election but not in the general? Because we will be back to the optical scan machines in November, right?
That's right. A runoff will also be run on the lever machines. And the board's argument in some folks was that it was just a little bit too rushed for time to take those optical scan machines to count the ballots, and they then have to certify and reprogram and test the optical scan machines to make sure they're counting ballots correctly before they send them back out. The State Board of Elections laid out a framework that they could do it in this amount of time. It would have been difficult. We think they kind of took the easy way out, and of course the legislature failed to move the primary, right, which would have given us a lot more time.
By the way, Smokey on our comments page at WNYC.org writes, how could we have chosen a new voting system that can't be quickly reprogrammed? Because the issue here is they couldn't get the optical scan machines reprogrammed in time for the runoff election after today, right?
Right, reprogram and test it. Now, keep in mind, with all these paper ballots, we may not know the results of the election. There could be thousands of absentee ballots out there for quite a while.
Oh, my goodness.
And because of that, there is a very short turnaround time, but it's not that much shorter for lever machines, and there was a way of doing it. We think this was kind of a bureaucratic inertia at the board to not take on this challenge and basically use what is a superior voting system. It was doable. We thought it was doable. We're sorry they didn't. And a lot of voters who are using lever machines and finding them broken are paying the price today.
So, in other words, when we begin our election returns coverage at 8 o'clock tonight, I should expect to potentially not sleep for days while they count the paper ballots.
That's right. You know, my guess is there'll be a lot of folks there, and they'll make sure that Joe Lotus is opened up for election night coverage. But it's a long process. Look, these poll workers, some of whom could be a lot better, and we've criticized them, they're working 15, 16-hour days before the polls close. And then they've got to close down the machines, and they've got to open up emergency ballots. We're not using memory sticks from the optical scan, so they've got to write those in by hand. They've got to transport them to a police precinct. They've got to enter them into a database there. It may be a long night if this election is a close one before we find out if someone broke 40% or who a second-place finisher might be if there's a runoff.
People writing in with different kinds of experiences. Allison from Brooklyn, I was so excited to use the lever machines again. I didn't savor it last time because I hadn't realized it might be the last time I saw one. This time I made sure to really enjoy it. Trunk, trunk. Love the lever, writes Allison from Brooklyn. But then there is Billy in Crown Heights who wrote, I voted today in Crown Heights and my machine was broken. All hail Scantron. So we could have that debate forever, except we won't, because the lever machines have to be put away under federal law as soon as we possibly can. And so hopefully that problem will be solved before the next primary in New York. Neil Rosenstein is government reform coordinator for NYPIRG, helping to man today's voter problems hotline. If you need it, folks, here's their number, 212-822-0282. They're doing this with Common Cause. 212-822-0282. And Neil, thanks a lot for coming on with us, and happy primary day.
Thanks, Brian. A real pleasure.